Researchers are worried about a growing gap between toddlers who use educational apps and those who don't. Rather than being bad for them, a study by Edith Cowan University suggests screen time could help to prepare children for school. David Cody prepared this report.
Good day at the beach, eh, Dougie?
Two-year-old Ethan Fogarty is playing with one of his favourite apps.
Let's build some sandcastle squirrels.
It's an interactive app for preschoolers based around UK animated programme Hey Dougie. Ethan's father, Michael Fogarty, thinks it's doing his son some good.
He loves the ABC iKids app, kids app. He loves that one. And right now he's on YouTube and he's just found Peppa Pig, which we've played.
Do you ever worry about the amount of time he spends looking at a screen?
Sometimes we try to limit it for not too long. Sometimes it is a good distraction sometimes. You know, I do worry a bit, I suppose, sometimes that he might be looking at too long.
Researchers from Edith Cowan University aren't too worried. They've written a paper suggesting a so-called app gap is opening up between those young children who use apps and those who don't. Dr. Donnelle Holloway is leading the research.
There tends to be an emerging trend where teachers are saying anecdotally that some younger children are coming to school more school-ready because of apps they've been playing at home. In areas like literacy, numeracy, and just the technical skills of using iPads and computers.
And what makes apps and touchscreen technology so effective in boosting young minds?
Well, to start with, before touchscreen technologies were around, little children had great problems actually accessing a computer. Manipulating a mouse and a keyboard was just not within reach for them. And now with the touchscreen technologies, everything's readily accessible for them. So this is where parents and the children are heading to do some early learning.
The researchers think the educational concept of scaffolding also plays a part. That's about the direction and encouragement parents impart when children are learning with apps. Dr. Holloway's urging parents not to worry too much about how long children spend in front of the screen.
I definitely think they should relax and lose the guilt. Just think about the content that the children are accessing more than a certain time limit.
The research paper shows there's a range of attitudes amongst parents about using touchscreens in early learning. It provides the example of one family which rejected the use of the technology based on the advice from their Montessori teacher. The Montessori method of education aims to support a child's natural development. Official Australian recommendations suggest no screen time from birth to 2 years old and less than 1 hour per day for children aged 2 to 5 years old. Shelley Hill from the Australian Parents Council says the guidelines need to be rewritten.
They're very out of date and they do need to be reviewed, but in general we advise parents to be very clear and watch what their children are doing and be discerning about the apps that they allow their children to use, especially in those very early years.
Just how unfeasible are the current guidelines in the world where we're surrounded by screens?
Well, they were developed before the prolific use of handheld digital devices. So whilst they give guidelines around television screen time use, at the time they didn't account for the digital devices. So they certainly in need of review.
Shelley Hill from the Australian Parents Council, ending that report by David Cody.